You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Our calling is to preach the gospel everywhere, especially where Christ is not yet known. Learn more about this truth in week two of our series, The Mission Continues.
Good morning, everyone, and good morning, Victory Metro East. Maraming salamat, Pastor Romel, for that generous and warm introduction. Maraming salamat din sa ating mga leaders and pastors sa Victory Metro East, Pastor Mark, Pastor Alfred, of course, Pastor Romel, and to all our campus ministers, and sa mga staff po natin, maraming salamat for your sa inyong sipag, lalo na ngayong pandemya. So, sa mga hindi na po nakakilala sa akin, ako po nga ulit si Dan, and sinend po kami ng Victory Metro East sa nation ng Kyrgyzstan noong April 2016 po. So, maglilimang taon na po kami dito. And as I continue, I would like to show first yung picture po ng aking family. So, this is my wife, and Phoebe and I have been married for the last 8 years. And si Alice po yung aming panganay, is 5 years old, and yung aking pong bunso sa ngayon is 1 year old lang po siya noong August. So, dito na po halos sila talaga lumaki. I mean, dito na naglakad, nagkangipin. So, nung dinala po namin sila dito, nung pumunta po kami dito. So, again, maraming salamat po sa Victory Metro East for continuously praying for us and sending us so that we could do ministry in the nation of Kyrgyzstan. So, sa mga hindi po nakakaalam kung saan yung Kyrgyzstan, paki-Google na lang po. Okay? So, sa ngayon po, sa mga nag-attend every week, siguro aware naman po kayo na for the last 4 months, we have been talking about yung Book of Romans. And Book of Romans was written by Paul, Apostle Paul. And ang interesting po dito sa Book of Romans is yung sumulat po ng letter na to, which is si Paul, hindi pa po siya nakakapunta sa Rome. Hindi pa rin niya nami-meet yung church sa Rome. Pero the reason why he wrote this letter to them is so that it would prepare his arrival there eventually. So, dun sa letter po na to, pinakadala niya kung sino siya, na siya yung apostle sa Gentiles, and then at the same time, shinare niya kung ano yung mga beliefs at theology niya sa mga church po doon. And so, you might be asking, belief and theology, I mean, hindi pa sila pareho? Di ba dapat pareho sila kasi isang church lang? You have to understand that the church in Rome is very diverse. Okay, it's a very challenging church to lead. Meron po sila mga attendees na Romans, may mga Jewish, may mga slave, may poor, may rich, may free, may slave. So, very diverse po. And somehow, ang challenge po sa church na to is yung pag-accept sa isa't isa dahil sa sobrang dami nilang at sobrang wide ng differences nila. And sa ngayon po, I will be reading in Romans chapter 15, verses 15 to 21, ang tignan po natin kung ano ba yung sinasabi ni Paul sa church na to during this time. So I'm reading from ESV version po, or ESV. But on some points, I have written to you very boldly by way of reminder because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to be proud of my work for God, for I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to bring the Gentiles to obedience by word and deed. By the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and all the way around to Illyricum, I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ. And thus, I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation. But as it is written, those who have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. Let us pray. Lord, thank you so much for this opportunity to talk about your word. And I pray that as your church, may you soften our hearts to accept and to receive from your word. Bless the preaching of your word, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. So, yung binasa ko po is in Romans chapter 15 to 21. 15 to 21. Pero maganda mo naman po natin, ano ba yung prior to that, to those verses, or prior to this passage, ano ba yung pinanggagalingan po nito? So in Romans chapter 15, 7 to 13, Paul was actually encouraging. He was encouraging the church to accept one another. Kasi nga, si God nga mismo in-accept sila eh. And that no one is supreme above anyone. Mapa-Jew ka, hindi ka supreme sa Gentile, and vice versa. Okay? And that through Christ's example, na nagpunta po sa earth at naging servant, dapat ganun din po yung mga church o yung church niya sa isa't isa. And there should be no distinction. And that being a child of God has nothing to do with your race, has nothing to do with your standing in life, but it is everything has to do with your faith and your trust in the name of Jesus Christ. So after pong ipaliwanag po ito ni Paul, then he went straight to Romans 15 verses 15 to 21. So yun po yung binasa natin kanina. So basahin ko po ulit yung 14 to 16. I myself am satisfied about you, my brothers, that you yourselves are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, and able to instruct one another. But on some points, I have written to you very boldly by way of reminder, because of the grace given me by God to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles in the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. So, si Paul po, the reason why he wrote the letter to the church in Rome, and hindi lang po sa Rome, pero the reason why he had been traveling from one church to another sa mga Gentile churches po na na-plant niya, is actually to ask them, to summon them, to encourage them, to participate with him, to reach out at magtulong-tulong po para mag-reach out ng more churches. But for this specific time, si Paul was actually summoning and asking their help para patulungan yung church sa Jerusalem. Actually, this is his gesture of uniting yung pong churches. Roman ka pa, mapa-Jew ka pa. It doesn't matter, because as a church, we should be helping one another no matter what the differences are. And so, also, Paul was summoning the church to help him fulfill his ministry to the Gentiles. Na hindi lang po ito supposedly Paul's work. Na hindi lang po ito supposedly one man's ministry. It was supposed to be a church effort to reach out those who are lost. And as I've said in my introduction po kanina, we have been here in Kyrgyzstan for the last 4.5 years. And yes, we are reaching out the people here. But in reality, hindi lang po kami yung nag-reach out po dito. There are people who have committed themselves to pray for us. Sa mga nagpe-pray po sa amin, maraming salamat po, and you just don't know what you are doing sa pagtulong po sa amin sa ministry dito. And there are also those people whom God had given the grace to partner with us financially. And so the reason po kaya kami nakakapag-ministry at nakakapag-campus ministry dito, nakapag-plant ng church po dito, is because of you guys, of those people who have committed themselves to God to pray and to partner with us. So in reality, it's not just our own effort. Hindi lang po kami yung sikat dito, hindi po kami dito yung kami lang yung naka-front. But in reality, it is a combined effort of the church to reach out the nations. And so, as you are hearing me now, I encourage you. I summon you, like what Paul did to the church in Rome, that you should pray. If you are not praying right now, that you should partner, kung meron po kayong ability to partner with ministries outside your local church. Because at the end of the day, God's missions should be a church effort. It should not just only be the effort of the missionary. It should be a church effort to reach out nations. The question is, why? Why should we do this? Bakit po ba natin ito ginagawa? First thing we can learn from these verses that we've read is, our efforts in missions is an act of worship to God. Our efforts in missions is an act of worship to God. In verse 16, Paul said, "To be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles is the priestly service of the gospel of God, so that the offering of the Gentiles may be acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit." You know, if you're gonna reword yung pong language ni Paul dito sa describing his ministry, he was just simply saying that all this that I am doing, that we are doing the efforts to reach out the Gentiles, is an act of worship to God. So when you commit to participate in God's work, we do not just propagate or spread the gospel. It is first and foremost an act of worship to our God. It is for Him a pleasing aroma. It is for Him a holy sacrifice. It is for Him an offering. So I encourage you to be connected, to help yung pong efforts natin sa missions outside our local church. So let us continue in Romans chapter 15, verses 17 to 19. "In Christ Jesus, then, I have reason to be proud of my work for God. For I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me to bring the Gentiles to obedience by word and deed. By the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and all the way around to Illyricum, I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ." So at this point po, yung sinusulat po ito ni Paul, he had been planting churches for more than 10 years. You know, si Paul po, tinake to heart talaga niya yung pagpa-plant ng church at yung missions. He had planted churches in Syria, in Cilicia, Antioch, Asia Minor, and even in Greece. Okay? So, kung titignan mo yung track record ni Paul, he has actually all the reason to boast. Okay? Ikaw ba naman, di ba? Ang dami mong planted na church. Yet, he chose to dwell not on what he did, but on what Christ had accomplished through him. You know, gusto po tayong gamitin ng Lord. Okay? Sabihin mo sa sarili mo ngayon, gagamitin ako ni Lord. Okay, sinabi mo ba? Okay. Yes, God wants to use us. He wants to co-work with us. And yet, it is never up to us how the ministry grows. It is only up to the power of the Spirit of God. And apart from Christ, apart from the power of the Holy Spirit, all our ministry efforts, all our missions effort are in vain. So, as we co-work, as we partner with prayer and finances, we count it not as a merit, but as a privilege. We don't count it as an accomplishment, but we count it as a privilege to be used and to co-work with the one true living God. In verse 19 po, Paul mentioned, sabi niya ron, "I have fulfilled the ministry of the gospel of Christ." So yung fulfill po dyan, it means or it connotes the fullness of the Gentiles' conversion to Christ. You know, it doesn't mean po na si Paul had preached to every community in those regions, but that he had successfully planted churches in strategic cities and towns in those regions. And it is up to the local believers na iniwan po niya doon sa mga plant niyang churches to take the gospel to the next level. So his goal was not to reach every Gentile. Hindi po matatapos ang trabaho na ni Paul kung yun po yung goal niya. And even you, if you're thinking, "I reach out ko lahat ng tao," lost people will always be present kahit saan po tayo pumunta. But his goal, Paul's goal, is to reach out locals that would eventually continue what he started. So as I said na naman, we have been here in Kyrgyzstan for the last 4 years. And you know, as much as we wanted to live here forever, napamahal na rin po kami sa bansa na to, sa mga tao po dito, and for us to stay here so that we could see the fruits of our labor, it is not why we came here for. Our goal and our desire from the very beginning is to jumpstart a church, magplant po ng church dito, magreach out ng mga locals, and then eventually train those locals, equip those locals, and then eventually when the right time comes, leave them the church so that they could take the church to the next level. And kami, we will look for another nation or wherever God leads us next. So basically, yun po yung gusto naming mangyari dito sa Kyrgyzstan. And so, second thing that we could learn dito po sa passage na binasa natin, our goal in missions is to start a sustainable church that will be led by locals. One day, we just have to say goodbye. One day, we would have to leave because there's no other or there's no better people or no more effective na mag-reach out po sa mga tao dito except yung pong mga kasama din or kabansa nila or mga kababayan din nila. So that's our goal. So lastly, in Romans chapter 15, verse 20 to 21, and thus I make it my ambition to preach the gospel, not where Christ has already been named, lest I build on someone else's foundation. But as it is written, those who have never been told of him will see, and those who have never heard will understand. So, nakalagay po doon, as it is written. You know, Paul was actually quoting from the Old Testament in the book of Isaiah, chapter 52, verse 15. So, basahin ko lang po yun, pero simulan natin sa verse 13. Isaiah 52, 13 to 15. Behold, my servant shall act wisely. He shall be high and lifted up and shall be exalted. As many were astonished at you, his appearance was so marred beyond human semblance, and his form beyond that of the children of mankind. So shall he sprinkle many nations. Kings shall shut their mouths because of him, for that which has not been told them they see, and that which they have not heard they understand. Yung pong tinutukoy sa verse 15 na servant is our Messiah Jesus Christ. He will be lifted up and he will be exalted. In verse 14, it was mentioned there, his appearance will be marred or his appearance will be disfigured. And we all know that happened on the cross. He suffered. But the question is why? In verse 15, sabi po doon, to cleanse the nations that those who have never been told of him will see, and that those who have never heard of him will understand. After almost 20 years of ministering to the Gentiles, siguro at this point pa 20 years na siya nagpipreach ng gospel, Paul's ambition was still to fulfill and see what was promised in the scriptures, that those who have not been told of Jesus will see, and that those who have not heard of him will understand. So yung dislike po niya of building on someone else's foundation, hindi po yun dahil para sumikat siya or para i-propagate niya yung self-importance. So that meron siyang humanly satisfaction na masasabi na, oh, okay, ako yung nag-plant ng church na to. Hindi po yun. Actually, if you will look at the work of Paul or yung pong account ni Paul, he preferred to work with companions. He preferred to always be with other believers and leaders. He was so appreciative of the service from other helpers. Pero yung reason why he's still, after 20 years, his ambition was still to preach and to reach out those who have never heard, is because he was just so compelled by the love of Jesus Christ to reach as many as possible. He felt deeply his obligation po to confront everyone with the good news. Paul, after everything, was still not satisfied until he had taken the gospel to nations that had not heard of Jesus. Last thing, our ambition in missions is for the gospel to be preached where Christ is not yet known. So, ang tanong ko lang po is, how about you po? Those people who are here. You might be cooking. You might be lying down in your bed. You might be in the toilet. Okay, how about you? Ang tanong ay, kailan ba yung na-save po tayo? And siguro na-compute nyo na. And after all those years, from the time that God saved you, the question is, do you still have the heart and desire to preach the name of Jesus? Is your heart still being compelled each day by God to get out of your comfort zone and go and make disciples to all nations or even to your neighborhood? Or has this pandemic paralyzed you or maybe discouraged you? When was the last time na nag-witness ka or tayo to someone about the gospel of Jesus Christ? You know, in reality naman po talaga, lalo na ngayong pandemic, we are limited, especially with what is happening. But, you know, the gospel can never be boxed. We cannot and should not box or underestimate the power of the gospel. I want to read in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. It says there, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." You know, being here for more than 4 years, sometimes medyo nakaka-frustrate po, parang walang nangyayari. Kung i-compare mo po yung ministry dyan sa Metro East or dyan sa Philippines, dito, it seems really slow. Mapapatanong ka minsan, are we doing something wrong? Or are we doing enough? What can we do more? Or what are the things that needs to change? Ano ba yung mga bagay na kailangan namin baguhin? And nangyari pa tong pandemic, di ba? And so, yung mas onti na umaatin, mas umonti pa. Di ba? And what seems slow, parang mas naging slow pa because of this pandemic. And what seems dry, even became drier. Pero instead of being discouraged and focusing po dun sa reality na hindi kami makalabas, hindi kami maka-reach out, we focus on the power of the gospel. Yes, we are limited, but the gospel isn't. It is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes. So, for the last 6 months, katulad dyan po sa Philippines, naka-lockdown din po kami, but we didn't let this stop and box the gospel. So during this last 6 months, binago po namin yung strategy, binago po namin yung way namin, but in reality, we are just doing the same thing. We are just propagating, we are still preaching the gospel to those who don't know Him yet. And so for the last 6 months, mas marami na po kaming nashare ng gospel doon po sa time na wala pa pong pandemic. Because during this time, mas umonti nga yung mga nireach out namin, but then, the good thing is, mas naging personal. Kung dati, classroom setting po kami, nagpupunta kami sa campus, 20 students at a time. Nung nagka-pandemic po, nakita namin yung mga hindi interesado, they were not available anymore for our life classes. So, those who are available, yung po yung mga nagstay. And so, mas naging one-on-one po yung mga usap namin. And because of that, we had chances na mas maging close yung relationship. And because of that, it inches closer to sharing the gospel to them. So there are people whom we have shared the gospel with despite the seemingly close situation. Si Lord po yung nag-open ng door. Na siya na po yung mga nag-work dun po sa heart ng mga tao na siniran po namin ng gospel. During this pandemic din, hindi na kami nagkaroon ng service. And because of that, may mga hindi na po nakaka-attend dahil hindi nila prefer yung online. But there are those people na hindi nakaka-attend before dahil nga hindi pinapayagan ng magulang, may persecution. But because naging online na po yung aming service, may mga nakaka-attend na hindi nakaka-attend before. So you see, what seems close or what seems to be a closed door, yun naman yung naging opening dun sa mga tao na hindi nakaka-attend ng aming service before. And lastly, pasukan na po nung September. So kung titignan mo, parang paano kami mag-reach out ng mga freshmen? Paano kami mag-reach out sa campus? Eh, sarado nga eh. Or online lang din silang lahat. Paano kami makakapasok? You know what? God opened doors in the campuses. He opened 2 universities for us to minister to. As of now, at this moment, weekly, we are ministering to about 40 to 50 students po. They are all freshmen and they are very open. They are very willing to meet with us online. Yung iba nakikipag-meet physically kasi dito po pwede na. Basta ingat-ingat lang. Pero I mean, again, what seems to be a closed door, God opened a new door for us to minister to this group of people. So, you know, I would like to encourage you. Although yes, sabi nga natin, new normal, di ba? We could tweak some strategies that we are doing, our engaging efforts, especially now. You know, at the end of the day, we can only do so much. And it's still up to God. We have to look to Him and trust His promise that those will be told will see. And those who will hear will understand through the power of the Holy Spirit. And our job is to worship Him through our ministry efforts. Our job is to preach where He is not yet known. And our job is to trust Him that those we have shared the gospel with will one day, understand and see that He is indeed Lord and Savior. Let me just pray for all of us. Lord, thank You so much for first and foremost coming to earth, for becoming our servant, for just dying for us on the cross, for forgiving our sins. Lord, thank You for Your love for us up until now. And I pray, Father, that as we hear this message today, Lord, burn our hearts with passion, Father, for those people who have never and yet need to hear Your name. I pray, Lord, that yes, it might be hard, the situation now may be hard, but Lord, may we never stop. May we never box the gospel. May we never box, Lord, the power of the Holy Spirit to save those people. And so I pray, Father, that right now, Lord, may we just continue with what we are doing. May we just be faithful with the small things that we are doing so that those people that we will tell the gospel to will understand. And so those who will hear will give their lives to Christ. And I pray, Father, that one day, those people, Lord, that don't know You will one day accept the one true living God. And we all do this because this is just an act of worship. Because we want to worship You. We can't contain the love that we have in our hearts. And we want to share it with people who don't know You yet. So right now, Lord, use us. Help us. May we not be contained in our local church. Lord, show us. Ano pa ba yung mga nation that we have to pray for? Ano pa ba yung mga nation that we have to partner with? Am I just sitting here and watching what's next? Lord, I pray that we will not be just, you know, passive. But we will be active. We will be proactive, Lord, to propagating the gospel. You have called us, Father, Lord, to be the salt and the light wherever we are. And so I pray right now, Lord, for all these people, we ask this. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.